I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Viacom thinks America is ready for a cable TV channel that's aimed at gay viewers. The media giant's MTV division is reviving a plan that was first talked about a couple of years ago. Conservative groups are vowing to boycott businesses that sign up as sponsors. Viacom could also face challenges getting distribution on some cable TV systems. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, why a gay cable channel? Is there a demand for this?
Hi, Madeline. Viacom thinks there is a market for the channel that will be called Logo, and there are some advertisers who say this is just what they've been looking for. Orbitz, for one, that online travel reservation site, says it's been wanting to target a gay audience to promote gay-related content on the Orbitz website, but there's been no way to do that. Ad agency people say you can sponsor programming with a gay theme, such as NBC's Will and Grace, but then you're paying to reach some gay viewers and a general audience. Estimates of the size of this audience, by the way, are hard to nail down because many are reluctant to identify themselves as gay when researchers ask. But MTV says this is a desirable audience to reach because, by its reckoning, the gay population is affluent, perhaps more than $400 billion in buying power and a lot of disposable income. And ad experts say the gay consumer tends to be brand loyal.
But do advertisers run the risk of offending some customers by supporting this kind of programming?
That could be the big money question. Already, the head of the Traditional Values Coalition, the Reverend Lou Sheldon, is blasting this as bad news for American families that he says will lead to moral anarchy. And he's vowing to join religious and decency groups to boycott any businesses that sign up. Of course, Viacom has already been taking heat for Janet Jackson's so-called wardrobe malfunction during the Super Bowl halftime show that was produced by MTV. And Viacom also produces the Howard Stern Show.
So what kind of programming is MTV talking about for this?
Well, at first, a mix of three-quarters movies and series reruns and 25% original fare. MTV's CEO, Tom Freston, by the way, says he's not worried about a backlash because he promises the programming won't be indecent. He says, and I quote here, "We're not using profanity. We're not using sex. This will be mainstream." They're talking about such movies as Birdcage, Love, Valor, and Compassion, and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, to start with. Unlike the original plan, this won't be a joint subscription venture with Viacom's Showtime channel. It'll be on the open digital tier, with distribution deals already lined up on cable services in New York, L.A., San Francisco, Boston, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. MTV hopes to reach up to 14 million homes with the channel next year and break even in 2 or 3 years. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at the booming sales of self-help books in Iran.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.